Hey.
Hi there. I'm Coach Rebecca, and welcome to the conversation over here at the Anti-Gym, also known as Contra Costa Fitness. We like to talk about all things that pertain to your health, mindset, and we even talk about the things that we don't like about gyms and the fitness industry.
We do that more than anything,
probably. We hope that when you listen into our conversations, you feel inspired and motivated to make some healthy changes in your life that will stick with you for the long run and help you live a happier and healthier life.
Happier, healthier life. That is what it's all about. Yeah, and we always try to give you some action items at the end, so stick around for that.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Coach Brandon. If you're with us live on Facebook or any of the other places you might be watching, please give us a thumbs up. Ask some questions. Let us know you're here. If you're not following us in one of those places, please do come over, join the conversation,
please.
But thank you for listening also. So, what are we talking about today?
Oh, this is a long, hard journey. We're going to talk a little bit about how to be patient with that.
It is a tough journey for sure.
Yeah. And I remember when I started with you, I felt really motivated and even the toughest things felt doable. And mm-hmm. I got to see lots of progress, and that lasted for a pretty long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like everyone, that didn't last for forever. Things got hard.
Right. We talk a lot about like the willpower battery.
Yep. Exactly.
Right? It's finite. Yep. It doesn't last forever. Yep. It's up and down. We got to recharge it sometimes. Yeah.
This isn't a journey that once you get there, boom, you're done. The work is over. And now you're set for life. It doesn't work that way. And that's one of the reasons why we talk about lifestyle changes and habit changes being important with our clients and on this podcast. Mm-hmm. I did make some pretty big lifestyle changes and still have periods of time where things feel frustrating. sometimes I don't see a lot of progress, even though I feel like I'm doing all the hard things, and I plateau just like everybody else.
Everybody does, yeah.
Recently, I've gained a little bit of weight. It's my own fault. And before I get into that, I want to be clear. It happened. And none of this has to do with the way that I look. I like the way I look. Mm-hmm. No, I love the way I look. And I have zero issues there. Nothing I'm about to tell you has anything to do with that. I don't want to be thinner. I don't want to look different. But at the end of the summer last year, I ate my feelings. Mm. Like a lot. Yeah. And that's okay.
That was happening.
It was happening.
That was going down.
But the thing is, in the past, I could do something like that, have a little binge, and then just quickly jump back on the wagon and get right back to my habits and bounce back really quickly.
Right.
And this time, that wasn't the case. There are a lot of factors at play here now. Some of them are within my control, like what I eat and my activity levels, and I'm working on tweaking those. And some of those things aren't in my power to change, like age definitely changed things for me. Mm-hmm. And despite knowing all of that, I am still feeling pretty frustrated since September because I too am struggling to move the needle in the direction I want it to move. I've been working super hard, and the last few months I haven't really been seeing things move in the direction I want them to, but I'm not giving up. I'm not. I'm trying to be patient. I'm trying to not be too hard on myself. I'm being more mindful of my choices, but also I'm trying to make sure that I don't deprive myself, right?
Yeah.
Not depriving myself of the things I love. And I'm being absolutely exhausted physically because I'm working my butt off to grow a newer business. Mm-hmm. And emotionally because I'm going through some really tough things in my personal life.
Yeah.
I'm essentially now trying to find my new balance in my new circumstances of life. It's hard to find motivation to do those things sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it's just really fucking hard. it's just really hard.
Sometimes life is life.
Life is hard. And it's kicking me in the teeth sometimes, just like everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and when you work in the industry, everyone thinks that you're just motivated all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And you just have this, right? Yeah. Like this just comes easy, right?
Easy peasy.
Fit by virtue of being a trainer,
yep,
right?
I don't
in
struggle.
A gym that you love working out all the time. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just easy for you, right?
We get that a lot, right?
But this shit is hard.
It is hard.
This shit is hard.
Yeah.
Like, we don't always feel it, right?
No.
I don't always feel it. Like,
no.
I'm working my ass off. And we're in an industry that is crazy superficial. It's hard not to fall into the pretty people, like, trap, you know, and we see all the pretty people stuff. And, and this is part of our discussion today also, like, what's realistic? What are we actually unhappy about sometimes, right? Like, what is it that's making me displeased?
Managing
expectations. Why do I want what I want?
Good question.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, why am I concerned about that? Right. Whatever it might be.
Right.
Right. Sometimes the scale bugs me and I'm like, oh, but I don't really care what's on there.
Right.
But I've been told that that a certain number should be there. And so sometimes I cling to that. But what I'm getting at is that we trainers and coaches aren't immune, right? All of us.
Right.
You know, if you're listening to this and you're like, whatever, coach, like, seriously, we get caught up in it too.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. And we can easily look at our bodies or whatever, the scale or our performance, and be critical rather than grateful.
Yep.
So that's a big question right here. I'm going to ask it to you, right? Are you appealing to your inner critic or being fair and reasonable to yourself? All right. So can we even look at ourselves objectively?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. And that is really difficult, you know, to take a step back and look at ourselves from the outside with loving eyes, like a friend would. You know, I say it to you all the time. Don't talk about my friend like that.
Because we say it to each other quite a bit. Yeah.
You wouldn't talk to your friends like that. Why are you talking to yourself like that? And that really takes some mindfulness. We get caught up in this whirlwind of trying to fix ourselves. And that's such a good question you just asked. Are we appealing to our inner critic?
I like that question.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, and like you just asked something really, well, brought up something really important, like fix ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's something wrong with us.
There's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah. Sometimes things actually get scary with our health.
Sure.
You know, that happens, but we're really talking about that place where, you know, when we're working and doing good things and just not feeling, you know, satisfied or content or downright hating what we see in the scale or in the mirror.
Right.
Right. And, you know, we call this stuff, you know, what we do at the gym or with our lifestyle, self-improvement and health and fitness, but like perfectionism, right? We can easily cross the line from healthy pursuits into self-destruction, right?
Yeah.
Like self-criticism, right? Where we're not seeking health and happiness. We're not really seeking our best selves. We're seeking out our flaws.
Yeah.
And picking ourselves apart.
Yep.
Right. But we'll call it things like perfectionism or, you know, we'll give it different names. And it takes some mindfulness to keep this stuff from consuming us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That obsession that happens. And we have to remind ourselves and surround ourselves. I think I have to remind myself and surround myself, I'll say it that way, with others who support, support that we only have so much time and we can only do so much with the time that we have.
Right. And also when we're thinking this way and being too hard on ourselves, it just purely and simply takes up a lot of brain space, right? It takes up a lot of time in your brain and it crosses that line to being something where you're always thinking about it. You're obsessing over it. And instead of enjoying the birthday party or the weekend away or dinner out with friends, we're constantly counting calories, monitoring what we're putting into our bodies 24/7 and planning our lives around our workouts instead of our workouts around our lives. And we're not allowing ourselves any grace to enjoy dessert or a food that's not within our normal eating habits from time to time.
Sure.
Or maybe taking a break when your body says, we're tired, we need a break.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
It is. It is okay. And sometimes, like, you know, yeah, we have to figure out what it really takes to get what we want, right? Mm-hmm. We're surrounded by all these things. And that's, that can be tough, right?
Yeah.
Because it gets harder and harder.
For sure. Yeah. And we talk about this quite a bit. But I also think a big part of this obsession and why we think this way and how we approach things like this is because we see things marketed to us all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Right? The industry's gross.
Exactly. That this is the answer. There are too many right ways to do things all over the place. And we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people. And we want to have something or be like someone that they essentially are what we think we want to look like, right?
Yeah, yeah,
that's what I want. That's what I want to look like. So what do they do? I'm going to do it. And am I doing this? And sometimes we think we want to look like this person or think we want to achieve these things, but they're unrealistic for a multitude of reasons. Just
sure. Yeah.
Completely unrealistic and not attainable for me.
Or not even necessary. Yeah.
Or not necessary. Right.
Yeah. 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 Or right for us.
Right.
You know, sometimes we've seen a lot of, you know, possibly unhealthy. Not only is the obsession unhealthy, but sometimes the goal is unhealthy.
Yeah.
As well. Like the sort of picture of the fit person that we've been given is not necessarily healthy.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, what are we really doing here? Are we, you know, with our thinking, right? Are we comparing ourselves to others? Right? Always a disaster for, you know, a recipe for unhappiness.
Bad idea.
Yeah. But it's hard not to do.
It is
right?
hard.
We all do it.
I
right?
do it.
Are we adopting unfair standards from social media?
Mm-hmm.
Are we holding on to unfair standards and ideals that we were sort of saddled with or handed in our formative years?
Mm-hmm.
Right. The culture has changed and continues changing. I think it's sort of getting better, but
yeah,
you know, we grew up with some, I think every generation grows up with certain unhealthy standards that
for sure
we adopt. Right.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
You know, sometimes we know in our brain, right, cognitively that something is wrong, but we hold on to it,
mm-hmm.
right, emotionally. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. Are we being fair to ourselves with our standards?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's the question that sticks with me when I'm feeling like things aren't going where I want them to go.
Okay.
Am I satisfied with my effort? That's something my dad used to ask me, and I got to shout out to Mr. Glass. yeah. He used to ask me, you know, when I was playing sports or really with like anything, even and when I started working.
Yeah.
And, you know, things wouldn't go the way I wanted them to. And he would say, are you satisfied with your effort?
Good question, Mr. Glass.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thanks.
But
thanks. Like I'm the one who came up with it. Thanks.
Thanks, Dad. But it can be hard to separate how we feel about our efforts. Mm-hmm. From how we feel about our results.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
That's hard.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah,
that's
yeah.
ultimately what we have control over, our efforts.
Mm.
And this is where we find out if there's an action that can be taken in
yes.
our efforts, mm-hmm. not our results, our efforts.
Right. And now, and we're back.
Here we go.
To the serenity prayer, right? You know,
yes.
accept the things we cannot change. Huh. Right?
Yeah. That's a hard one.
Courage.
I don't.
To change the things we can.
Yeah.
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 No, and, you know, courage sounds like the harder part,
mm-hmm.
but acceptance is probably the tougher part of that equation. Can we change anything? That's really the first part.
That's
the question. Can I change anything here? Have we given an honest effort to the solution that we've chosen?
Ooh.
Right.
Yeah.
That can be a really tough conversation
mm-hmm.
sometimes because a lot of
I had to have that conversation with myself recently.
Yeah. All right. So continuing from there, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the work is in accepting what we cannot change.
Yeah.
Right? Which is the result.
Yep.
Right. We get we are results obsessed.
We are.
And we're told by this
All
industry that we should be.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's hard not to buy into that as a coach and a trainer. Ooh. Also, right? Someone working mm-hmm. in the industry, because everyone's promising it. I've fallen into that trap. I'll be yeah. the first one to say it. There's been a lot of growth in that way as yep. a professional in this industry.
But we also pride ourselves on honesty. And you can't mm-hmm. really control the results all the time. Sometimes you have to accept the fact that your efforts are the only thing you can control.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So that's it. I mean, going all in on the recovery speak, right?
Yes, do
it. Despite what the industry would have us think, we're all in the business of actions, not outcomes.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So.
Okay.
So well, what does that mean?
Okay. So then what do we do now?
Right?
I just realized that there is, or maybe there isn't, anything I can change. Mm-hmm. What's my action plan? What's the next step that I'm taking? What do I do, Brandon?
So if we do need to change something, right?
Yes.
As far as actual actions, we're left with a couple of, sort of umbrella options, right?
Okay.
Totally change what we're doing and try and find another option.
Okay.
Right. We see a lot of that.
Yeah.
Give up. Fuck this. I'm out. Like,
we see a lot of that.
Or, and sometimes it's like, boom, I'm out of here. Like,
yep.
I've had enough of this shit. Or it's like, I'm running out of willpower because I'm not seeing what I want to see, what I expect.
Right.
I'm not, my expectations are not being met. And mm-hmm. what we say about expectations.
And right.
And so now I'm showing up less and less until I'm just like all the way out eventually. Right.
I don't really like either one of those options though.
No, those are not.
No, I don't like any of them. No. Is there another one?
Keep going.
Okay.
Make minor adjustments.
Ooh.
Right.
Okay.
Ooh, small adjustments.
Okay. I like that.
Nobody likes that.
I mean, I kind of like it.
You're like, I like that. I'm like, nobody likes it. But when we're working with people, right, people generally don't like to hear that.
No.
They're like, no, I want the big thing that's going to make the big splash and make the big difference.
Yeah. It took me years to like that, to be fair. I didn't mm-hmm. like this overnight. It took me several years to get to a place where I'm like, okay, I like that. Minor adjustments are manageable. It's something I can do easily. But what about the emotional work of accepting what we get from what we do? I feel like sometimes that being able to accept
mm-hmm.
what we get from what we do, that's harder than the actual physical work itself. What do we do with that?
Yeah.
How do we get there?
And circling back to, the effort discussion,
mm-hmm.
right? It is easier to accept what we get.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it is, when we're satisfied with our effort.
Yeah.
That is what I
okay.
have found. That has been my experience.
That sounds like it's easier said than done.
Do what you can. Yeah, it can be. But like when you've done what you can within reason.
Fair.
Right? And leave the rest. Right? It's okay, not to do all the shit also.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Always more, right? Recognizing mm-hmm. that there's always on the list of things never ends. What's right for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Stop comparing yourself.
Yeah.
What's right for you?
Yeah. And comparing your effort also.
And your efforts. Yeah.
Right. Stop comparing your effort to other people's, right? And sometimes, like, I don't know, if you don't have kids, if you work two jobs, if you, whatever, there's so many things.
So many circumstances.
To consider, right? My best effort is going to look different from somebody else's best effort. So stopping the comparison is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
So when we can honestly look and say, I really am giving this my best effort. What happens, happens. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That can bring the volume down a little bit.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to give you the secret to life, right?
No.
We have all these things that we can practice that just make it a little bit easier to accept. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing yourself to feel the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's a big one. When we stuff our feelings, they come out in weird places.
Do.
and it builds the pressure, right? Like we just, it's like speaking as a dude in this culture and the like grind, go hard. Don't, never give up like culture that I grew up in, not necessarily from my parents, but just like as a male in this culture.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's exclusive to men, by the way.
No. But I think sometimes we forget that men have that experience too.
Yeah, absolutely. We, you know, and yeah, we think that we're just supposed to like not feel anything and just keep going, man. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, allow the feelings to happen. It's okay to be frustrated sometimes. You know, take your thumb off the end of the hose. Let that stuff out, man, because otherwise things go crazy. Mm-hmm. I think it also helps to talk about these things openly.
Yes.
Right? Along those things. Feel the feelings together.
Yep.
Hear some input from, you know, loving and knowledgeable, if possible, sources.
Yeah.
And have open dialogues.
That's where a good community comes into play, where you have the safety to do that.
Yeah.
To be vulnerable.
Yeah. And have those dialogues, you know, that are less focused on things like programming, like workouts mm-hmm. and diet. We already, for the most part, we know what we're supposed to be doing.
For sure.
All the time, right? Really. But talk more and more about, you know, appreciating our effort and our bodies.
Right? Yeah, that's important. Appreciating our efforts and our bodies.
Yeah.
That's a new thing for me, is appreciating my body and what it does for me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot to appreciate. So, you know, that brings us to gratitude as well, which is so funny to hear you be excited about it, because when I met Rebecca, we talked about gratitude she was like, that's bullshit.
It's so stupid. Like, I'm not doing gratitude lists. I'm not phony. Doing it. It's so dumb.
Right? Yeah. So.
And now I do it every day, and it helps me be so super, funny. Super grateful for what I have.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, the tables have turned. Because this is something that I have needed kind of a little reminder recently to start doing again.
Mm-hmm.
Because for whatever reason, it has come up a lot lately.
I would say a little reminder. And, it's just like smacking you in the face every day.
Yeah.
Little.
Fine. I'm not generally one to like write out, you know, a list every day. I'm just not like the journaling dude. Maybe I should be. Maybe one day I will be. I don't know.
To each their own.
But for myself, what I do and what I encourage people to do, especially people who I've coached, is to list a like make. I said 50.
I know.
50 items the other
I
day.
Was like, and damn, 50
guys. Rebecca was like 50. Like, that's ridiculous.
I just said I like gratitude lists. Yeah. And I was like, what? 50? I do 3 a day.
Yeah. Like, I like to really, like, start really digging into it. And it's funny, I spoke about this morning as well. Like, when I start really drilling down mm-hmm. into the smaller things. And it's funny, once you start going, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, there's more.
Yep.
And we keep going. And eventually, like, I run out of time before I run out of things to be grateful for.
I know. And you said something ridiculous, like, I'm grateful for my shoelaces. And I'm thinking, pushing the sleds without shoelaces, that would be hard. I'm grateful for my shoelaces too.
Even if we do that just for our bodies, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm grateful that, like, you know, my teeth are, you know, intact.
My teeth are there. I have teeth.
For the most part. Yeah. My vision has not like totally left me. Like we can really get in there. And it causes me to really look for those things rather than like expecting gratitude things for me to be grateful for, to just like fall out of thin air.
Yes.
All right.
Totally.
And if you have difficulty with that, you know, you can try like a quick visualization on what it would be like if your, you know, body was not working. I worked in physical therapy mm-hmm. in a hospital setting with, you know, bodies in various, you know, states of dysfunction. And I have heard people express gratitude for being able to use just one of their 4 appendages. Right. So we have tons of things to be grateful for.
Tons and tons.
You know,
and tons.
Not to like bring the tone of this down, but
let's bring it back up.
Yeah.
What else should we do?
Celebrate the shit out of your victory.
Yes. Like, every victory, celebrate. Little ones, big ones, all of them.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I love celebrating victories.
Yeah. And look for them, right? Mm-hmm. Small victories are super important, right?
And celebrate them in each other with the people that you love. Make sure you help point out those victories with the people that you love.
Celebrate other people's victories mm-hmm. also and help people see.
Yeah. Totally.
Big. That's really, really big.
Huge.
Yep. However you celebrate, do a dance, you know, whatever. Give people high fives, hug somebody. But yeah, you know, acceptance is certainly a practice, right? It's not always going to be Zen magic fucking unicorn time. Sometimes it's gritty, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, you know, we do have to practice these things and again, like kind of bring the volume down in our head to find it. And we got to help each other with that.
Yes.
So we believe in you.
We do.
You can do it.
So, I believe in you 100%.
All right. Well, that was a pretty long TED talk. So we're going to get out of here. We love you guys.
We do.
Love you. If you're watching, you're listening, reach out, raise your hand. If you have questions or you feel like, you know, things are heavy, we want to be here for that.
Yeah. And, we want to hear about it.
We do. And, keep lifting each other up.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game.
That's true. And you should come back and join us for our next podcast because guess what we're going to be talking about?
More gratitude.
Okay. Yeah. It's going to be a really, really good talk.
I feel like we really just covered it.
But we did.
Let's see what else we can dig into. Sure.
And let us know if you have questions on that or if you have feedback on that, and maybe we'll mention you in our podcast.
Yep. All right, party people.
Thanks, guys.
We love you.
Bye.